All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Town Advisory Board meeting for Spring Valley. If you wouldn't mind, please join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, if the, for roll call, just have to show everyone present.
We have Dean from Comprehensive.
All right, Dean from Comprehensive Planning, welcome. Okay. So just a few notes before I open up the public comment period. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda for or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. I would ask that you turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take any private conversation out of the room. All right. Moving to the public comment area, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing items as they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front of the room, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. So at this time, is there anybody that would like to speak during the public comment period? All right, seeing no one making a mad dash to the front of the room, I'll close the public comment period. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes for May 12 of 2026.
So moved.
All right, it's moved. Without further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, so I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Please note that all items are separate, so there's no combined items for this evening. I would entertain a motion to approve, hold, or combine any or delete any items as moved. All right, there's been a motion to approve. Without further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, information items. Mr. Shannon.
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go ahead and proceed. Is there anybody representing item one, UC-26-0142 Galleria Center LLC? All right, seeing no one, we'll hold that until the end of the meeting. Hopefully they'll show up. Okay, item two, is there an applicant or presenter for item two, which is WS-26-0159 Marino Family Trust and Marino William J. and Barbara B. TRS Waivers of Development Standards?
Yes, sir.
All right, why don't you go ahead and set up while I read this into the record. As I mentioned, WS-26-0159-Marino Family Trust and Marino William J. and Barbara B. TRS waivers of development standards for the following. Number one, to reduce the buffering and screening. Two, to modify residential agency standards. And three, modify commercial driveway standards. A design review for a site redesign for an existing restaurant within an existing shopping center on 1.07 acre portion of 15.89 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located north of Reno Avenue and west of Fort Apache within Spring Valley. All yours.
Great, thank you. My name is Edgar Separatus. I'm the Vice President of Development for Cafe Zupas. You want me to spell my name and the address for this?
Yes, please.
Okay. The last name is CEPURITIS, and our corporate address is 460 West Universal Circle in Sandy, Utah, 84070. We're here this evening working with the Public Works Department and the Planning Department in Clark County for to request a driveway cut onto West Reno, which would require, I apologize, I don't know if you were provided materials or...
So we have a write-up by staff, and depending on what each of us wants to do,
okay,
we can look up the plans that's on our planning website.
I have them,
okay,
but they're
and,
on my laptop.
So public disclosure is I drove by the property this morning. So, but what you have is presented, that's fine. And, don't tell us every detail, but if you wouldn't mind just summing up the application.
Usually that's visible. We have a restaurant at the corner of West Reno and Fort Apache, the northwest quarters, formerly Best Mattress. We opened in February and have been working with the Planning Department, Public Works Department, since really March of last year, to kind of go through and work through the details of different concepts on how we wanted to get the driveway cut and just a mobile pickup window. As I'm sure you all know, there is no zoning this is specific to mobile pickup windows. Everything is drive-through, but this will not be a drive-through, kind of, as you know, drive-throughs. It will be only orders that are previously made and paid for, and you're given a time, and you'll pick up at that window and move on. The transaction is less than a minute. In the event that it's not ready, we'll ask you to pull aside, and we'll have a team member bring to you when it's ready. Originally we had a two-way cut requested, and after working with planning and public works, it was determined that it was probably best from a traffic standpoint to make it just a inward movement. The challenge with this site is, you've been by there is access. When the center was originally developed, before it was rezoned, the southern portion was rezoned to multifamily. There was a hard median along Fort Apache, which limited movement into that property. There's one access point going northbound, which is almost all the way to kind of the Hobby Lobby shopping center. And southbound, you have a right in, right out, really between where the Cafe Zupas building is, really the entry to the multifamily. There was a driveway cut approved with the original zoning of the shopping center that was to be built at some point in the future, which obviously never got built with the rezone and the multifamily use there. We, through the work with the Planning Commission and Public Works and Planning, we were able to kind of get through most of the waivers. I mean, originally it was a longer list of waivers. We've kind of whittled them down. We're able to satisfy most of the landscaping. I think the landscape buffer really is challenged at the entrance where the curb is to achieve the radius. We can't get the 15 feet of buffer, so we're requesting a waiver for 7. The other is a residential adjacency. We're 30 feet from the property line, 172 feet from the actual building where the residence, the multifamily building. And there is a nice metal fence that the apartment building was required to put in. And they've put screening of their banners of marketing their property on that. So, from a visibility standpoint, you really can't see through it. With no audible kind of menu board or ordering box, there's no noise or any sort of volume that will travel, you know, which I'm sure that that's the consideration for this, that distance. And then, you know, lastly, looking up and down Fort Apache, if you go to Hacienda to the south, Mesa Vista, and then Tompkins to the north, the same driveway cut short of the, I think it's 190 feet that's required, seems to have been granted. And the residential adjacency from the drive-through is far closer to where Cafe Rio is, Rainy's Donuts, Salad Go, and others in similar circumstances where you've got a retail, a set of retail pads and then multifamily building west of it. So those are the requests we're making this evening.
Okay.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. So at this time, I want to open up the public hearing. Is there any member of the public that would like to address or comment about the project presented by the applicant? All right, I don't see anybody moving forward. I'll close the public hearing and I'll bring it to the board. Any questions or comments by members of the board? All right.
Let's start with.
Oh, go ahead.
First of all, could you just point out where the driveway aprons for your egress in and out? Are you using the existing driveway apron coming off of Reno Avenue?
There is no driveway.
There is no driveway.
We're requesting to add a driveway.
So that's what I'm asking. Where exactly are you placing that driveway?
This is the property line between the apartment building and our property. Mm-hmm. There's an existing driveway that comes into the here.
Yep.
Just west of us.
But it does not.
It starts at 100 feet.
Yeah.
Where the tangent is from the.
So to answer his question another way, I'm sorry for weighing in. Explain to Patrick how a customer would come from Fort Apache to that location. And I think you would have to enter the driveway that's on the other side of the mattress store.
You're talking about currently?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, currently northbound, you have to pass West Reno. You have to pass kind of the common entrance to the apartment building. And then there is a uncontrolled left turn movement further north of the two other multi-tenant buildings that exist there today. That's your only left in going north on Fort Apache. That center in general has tough access. I mean, even if you go on to Tropicana, you can't get into the Hobby Lobby going westbound.
Which is precisely why I'm asking what clarification for.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you for the question. It is very difficult to get in and out of that property. Southbound is not bad. It's a right in, right out off of Fort Apache. However, if you do miss that turn, you've got to go a ways, make a U-turn, you know, just not really safe movements to get in and out of that property. So I think, you know, one of the reasons, really, I think that this is, A, our customers have already said to us, you know, access is really hard. If we pass it, we can't get back in here. It's hard to get in going northbound. You know, I think from a safety standpoint, it would make sense to have this. And it's only an internal or movement into the property. This is not a two-way move. So you'd still exit on Fort Apache through that right in, right out, or you can go further and exit.
So it would be going through the existing egress that is on Fort Apache. You're not adding another.
Not on Fort Apache. We're asking to add one on West Reno.
Okay, on West Reno.
Yeah.
And as it exists right now, if there was no additional egress put on West Reno, there still is no way for someone to utilize the apartment complex egress and enter your property, correct?
Correct.
Because that's got the gate going across it.
Yeah, so that's.
So basically, you're not going to create more traffic for that apartment complex through their egress. Because it's very oddly laid
and
out.
That's an exit only gate.
Gotcha.
At the apartment. There are some parking spaces that you can access without going through the gate, mm-hmm. but that gate is exit only. As it shows, I mean, it's open. I was there today as well. It's wide open, so it's not overly secure. then you can certainly go in it, but.
Understood. My only other question, it may be for staff, I'm not sure. I'm just curious, we have all of these other APNs listed on this application, even though there's only one APN that's in discussion here. What is the purpose of that?
The reason we do that is because the entire shopping center was originally approved as one piece. We're including all the other APNs just for our purposes to track parking for the whole site.
Gotcha, all right. So that doesn't really hold any bearing past that?
No, that's, we just do it for marketing.
Okay, great. Those are the only questions I asked.
So I just have a comment. I did drive out to the property. And so, well, maybe I do have a question. So just exactly where is the driveway cut from Reno into the property?
I took the distance off, but it's 94 feet from this, where the boom starts going up to where we're going to propose the driveway. But it would be 15 feet off of the existing metal fence that the apartment building currently has.
Okay, so let me ask it more specifically. So I can enter from Reno Drive into the drive-through.
Not into the drive-through. So if I go back to the site plan, this is just into the parking lot. The drive-through. So the drive-through entry point is up here for the mobile pickup. So this is intentionally radiused so that it kind of discourages people from trying to go. It makes it be like 100 more than 180 degree turn to get back into that.
So I grew up on an island. So if you could just be a little more specific, go ahead and point to the screen if you, just exactly what point would I be entering from the street into the property?
So, yeah, I apologize, you know, might have better. This is an existing tree that's going away.
Okay.
So we had to show what tree is keeping with. So
I do have another site plan that might be a little better.
So you will enter, so this crosshatched area
is going to be a driveway.
Is the beginning of the apron from West Reno and funnels into the property.
Okay, got it. Got
and
it.
And then you travel all the way in to park. There's a large parking lot.
Right.
And then to get to the drive-through for the mobile pickup.
So let me give you my convoluted rationale for the benefit of members of the board. Item three, staff did not have a problem. That was a redesign of the drive-through, driveway, whatever you want to call it, right? The issue that they had was with the buffering and with the proximity of the property lines. And so when I was out there, and I think Patrick shared the same comment when he was looking at it from the satellite, the proximity of the actual living units are pretty far away because it's an apartment complex. So I would be open to supporting an approval for this.
172 feet.
So I'll end that. Does anybody have any questions or comments beyond that? Griselle.
I have additional questions. I sometimes see that in shopping center here, so I have had to go through here. I have a friend who lives in that apartment complex, and that area also gets a lot of accidents. I've driven by so many accidents there. So I would also be more inclined to support
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead, Patrick.
The staff didn't really, they went to the letter of the law here about a property line as opposed to really looking at what impact to an actual resident would be. We don't have a house or backyard right there. It's an actual apartment building. There's a significant amount. And considering also where this driveway is going, it feels like it's even creating more of a buffer against that. So I will also be in support of it.
All right, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we're good. I would entertain a motion, or I can make the motion if you so desire. So I would move to approve the application with, if approved, staff conditions. Did I word that correctly, Carmen?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's the motion. If there's no further questions or comments, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Oh, point of personal privilege. Sandy, Utah, by any chance, I know it's a big community, but would you happen to know a Steve Nielsen by any chance?
I don't. I actually live in Denver. I hope you don't hold that against me.
Okay, I won't.
I guess we're down 3-0, so.
Okay, all right, no worries.
Let's try to keep it that way.
All right.
Yeah, no, our corporate offices are in Sandy.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, my bad. Okay.
There a lot.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Safe journeys home. All right. Item three. Is there an applicant for item three? Okay. Go ahead and set up, and let me read this into the record. It's UC-26-0248. It's a CJD Family Trust and Turner Michael TRS. It's a use permit for a proposed avocational vocational training facility on 0.46 acres in a CP, commercial professional zone, generally located on west of Torrey Pines Drive and south of Sahara Avenue in the Spring Valley. All yours.
Hi, thank you so much, Chair. Joe Engel, for the record, from JWE Enterprises, the building owner for the trust. He is on site. This is the summary that we submitted.
Oh, and if you could just spell your last name, please.
Engel, E-N-G-L-E.
Thank you.
And JWE Enterprises LLC is requesting approval for a business license to operate at DUI School in Nevada. The proposed use is an application training facility requiring a use permit in CP zoning district. JWE Enterprises LLC operates under, there is no hero and heroin, Tin High, a state certified behavioral health provider serving the Las Vegas community for over a decade. The proposed DUI school will provide state-compliant education for individuals convicted of driving under the influence, as well as self-reference participants seeking to improve decision-making and reduce risk. The program will follow applicable Nevada administrative code requirements and DMV regulations. Services include structured classroom instruction focused on substance use awareness, impaired driving risk, and legal consequences. Tin High has an established record of providing prevention, outpatient treatment, and recovery support services. The addition of the DUI education expands access to needed services and supports public safety by reducing repeat offenses. The program will operate in a professional setting with policies in place to ensure compliance, safety, and accountability. JWE Enterprises LLC is committed to meeting all state and local requirements for licensing and operation. No changes to the existing building, parking lot, or landscaping are proposed, and the site will remain as is. Thank you for your consideration.
All right, thank you. Okay, and I'm going to open up the public hearing. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment or ask questions regarding the presentation just made? All right, seeing no one coming forward, I'm going to close the public hearing, bring it back to the board. Any questions from members of the board? All right, seeing none, I would entertain. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
This is across the street from the credit union.
Correct.
Or across from the New York car dealership. Okay. It looks like there's not that much parking spaces. Is that enough? Because how many people are in the class?
There's five that are required, and we have 11, and we have 11 spots. But with the size of the building, there's only five required, is what comprehensive planning told me. So I have exceeded that. And I do have a letter of support from Rise across the street, and they've even told me if need be, I could use their parking lot. Right next door to me is a tin shop, and I have that same letter of support from him as well.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All right, hearing or seeing none, I would entertain a motion. All right, there's a motion to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, motion carries. Thank you for your time, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right, moving on to item four. Is there a presenter for item four? All right, there he is. This is an easy one. It's a vacate and abandon VS-26-0242- McNutt Redwood LLC. It's a vacate and abandoned easements of interest to Clark County, located between Redwood Street alignment and Santa Margarita Street and Oquendo Road and Ponderosa Way alignment within Spring Valley. All yours.
Good evening, Chair.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Bessel Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. Always nice to have something that's straightforward. You can see the site is highlighted here in yellow. It's about 2.5 acres. Client is looking at different development options on the property, but why he is doing that, there are patent easements that are on the southwest and north side of the property that are 33-foot wide. Those patent easements are no longer required, as all the adjoining properties have legal access to their property, as well as we have our own legal access off of Redwood Street. So they're based on that, staff is recommending approval, and we agree with all their conditions of approval.
All right, thank you. All right, opening public hearing. Is there anybody from the public that would like to comment or ask questions on this particular item? All right, you know the routine, 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Tom.
Come on up here. I'm making you move.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, just go. Everybody. Just come on.
My name
in
Tom
the middle.
Shelton.
Tom, come over here.
Even closer.
We don't bite.
Even closer. And look toward us. Oh, you're fine. Too close. No. No, go ahead. You know the routine, 3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't need 3 minutes. I live at 5920 West Patrick Lane, which is, I don't know, a 7-iron from this. And I would just like to say that we're glad to see a residential project proposed in our rural preservation neighborhood, and have seen over the years favorable treatment for the non-residential projects, and look forward to having some new neighbors.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you letting me boss you around. Any other questions or comments? All right, closing the public hearing, bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments? Okay, if none, I would entertain a motion.
I move for approval.
All right, there's a motion to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Moving on to item 5, is there a presenter or an applicant for item 5? Seeing none, I am going to put that back, and we'll go on to item 6. Is there a presenter for item 6? I take it you're...
Yes.
All right, let me read this into the record, and you can go up to wherever you need to be. Item 6 is an extension of time. It's ET-25-400136, open paren WS-23-0439, close paren Premier Property Preservation, LLC. It's a waiver of development standards, first extension of time to eliminate sidewalk and street landscaping, design review to increase finished grade in conjunction with a single-family residential development on 2.5 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone within the airport environs AE-60 and neighborhood protection RMP overlays, generally located north of Ponderosa Way and west of Dunville Street within Spring Valley. Okay, if you can just speak to the extension of time, that's all we would like to hear from you.
Benjamin Torella, and I'm a consultant working on this project. I live in 712 Max A Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This project, it's a minor subdivision project, 2.5 acres, and the reason why we're requesting an extension, because our client got sick and the project was actually canceled already, but now that he's in the recuperation stage, he and his daughter wants to ask to continue on the project.
Okay. All right, thank you. Moving to the public, opening public hearing, any member would like to speak or address the item presented? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the board. Any questions?
Yeah, I've got a question. In terms of the overall project, is it, are you subdividing the thing, putting multiple homes on the?
Yes, it's a minor subdivision of 2.5 acre, subdividing it into four lots of half acre each. And the extension, basically what it is the neighborhood doesn't have any sidewalks, curb and gutter, or lighting, which is the way it's been, and the neighborhood didn't want that even in the last hearing when we were applying for that. So that's basically why it's mentioned there about the waiver of standards.
So I'm gonna take a bit of a liberty here and say that Mr. Shelton, who spoke earlier on the last item, I believe was speaking on the wrong item. He was going to speak to this one. And as another fellow member of that neighborhood, I'm going to reiterate his comment that we are very much looking forward to having new neighbors and having more residential property put into that area. And we agree with that sentiment. We very much support that the overall development there.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I would make a motion to approve.
All right, there's a motion to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Okay. All right, let's circle back to the top of the agenda. Item one, is there a representative or a presenter for item one, which is UC-26-0142, Galleria Center, LLC? All right, seeing none. Open-ended question to staff. This is the third time it showed up, again, with no one showing. So what are our options in terms of trying to dispense with this?
Or? As a correction to that, this is the fourth time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I misspoke.
As always, you could pull it over to the next meeting. You can deny it.
Okay.
You can approve it. You can always make the recommendation.
All right. So what's the pleasure of the board? Go ahead.
I would recommend a denial of this item.
Okay. So you want to put, oh, you wanted to have a discussion? Why don't you put it forth as a...
anybody had something different to say?
Why don't you put it forth as, may I request that you put it forth as a motion?
Yeah, I would make a motion to deny item number one.
All right. So there's a motion to deny item number one. If further discussion and or vote?
I think further discussion is worthwhile here.
Okay,
go ahead. My take on this is that for a fourth no-show, the applicant is, number one, showing that they're wasting the time of the board, the BCC, and all the fellow citizens sitting at these meetings. And I'm not sure if this is a tactic to try and skirt this part of the process, but I feel that a straight denial is just allowing them to do so and go straight to a BCC meeting. So once again, I would motion that we send this back to, which I remember how we had done this the last time. It was a motion for denial with prejudice and requested the item return to the town board prior to any formal hearing at the BCC or planning commission.
All right, so there is an existing motion on the table. So I would go to the motioner. Would you like to withdraw the motion in favor of the motion presented, or do you want to vote?
Okay. I didn't know if Ms. Carmen had a statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carmen.
I heard something from Carmen. But
no, I said it goes to the BCC on 6-2.
Okay.
That's all I was saying.
Okay, so that would be next week.
I'll amend my motion. I'll make a motion to deny with a recommendation that it come back before the board prior to any type of approval by the county.
Okay, so is that motion acceptable to replace what you were saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the motion is acceptable. So Justine, one more time, if you could repeat the motion, please.
Motion to deny item number one with the recommendation that the item come before our board prior to any movement to the planning or county commissioners.
Okay.
Do we need to, or is it change it to say that we deny with prejudice as was written last time? Does that make any bearing to deny? No. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the motion is before us. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. All right, thank you, Justine. Thank you, Patrick. All right, let's go back to item five. Is there a applicant? Wait a minute. No, it's six.
Item five.
Okay. Yeah.
It's five.
Okay, we can do six again. No, let's go back to item five. Is there an applicant for item five, which is the WS-26-0249- Mahalo Revocable Living Trust et al. Is that you? You were here.
We didn't read the number right.
All right, go ahead. And let me read this into the record while you set up at the table. All right, item five, WS-26-0249-Mahalo Revocable Living Trust et al. And Gates, Jeffrey, Blaine, TRS waivers of development and standards for the following. Increase height and two reduced setbacks for proposed existing accessory buildings in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.44 acres in an RS5-2 residential single-family 5.2 zone within the airport environment's AE-60 overlay, generally located west of Montessori Street and north of Oquendo Road within Spring Valley. All yours.
Jeff Gates, GATES, 5881 Pipeline Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113. I'm asking for two setbacks. The first one is this setback from Montessori Street. Normally to put a structure in, it's supposed to be a 10-foot offset. I'm asking for five. Second one is the height. Normally it's 14 foot. I'm asking for 17.5 inches. And those are all due to the 17.5 is I'm trying to get a 12 foot interior height because of the 10 foot garage door to be able to get a truck and a Jeep in and out of it. And then the 5 foot setback is so it's how it sits on the property. And if I can be 5 foot from my neighbor, how come I can't be 5 foot off of a street that's normally 10 feet off? That's why I'm asking for those.
Okay.
I don't know what else anybody else wants to be here.
So what we'll do, if you're done with your presentation, I think you've seen the routine, right?
Yeah.
So I'll just open up to the public. Public will ask questions of us. There's no conversation between you and the members of the public, but just the public will give us information. We'll gather the information that the public may be asking of you, but we'll ask it through the chair. Okay, so this is a hearing. It's not a meeting per se. Okay. So if you're done with your part of the presentation, I'll open up to the members of the public, and if you have any questions or comment. All right, is there any others that would like to speak on this item? All right, so ma'am, if you wouldn't mind stepping up, stating your name and address, and you have 3 minutes, and just talk to us, and then we'll relay the questions and comments to the presenter.
Oh, so I face you? I've never done this before.
Yeah, just speak to us. You. Yeah, so what we're trying to do is limit the back and forth.
Okay.
You can step back there. You don't have to please me. You just need to speak to all the five.
Well, I'm having a hard time. Okay.
Did you need would you like a microphone?
No, that's okay. Fine. All right. I would like to ask him if he's aware of the CC&Rs. Tamara Mader, M as in Michael, A, D as in David, ER. I reside at 5841 Flight Wing Street.
Okay. Yeah, so just go ahead and speak out loud, and we'll write down
I want to know if he's aware of the CC&Rs and have they been reviewed, especially item 4I, which addresses improvements to the property, and it states in here that no part of the construction on any property shall exceed the height limitations set forth in the applicable governmental regulations. So when the gentleman stated 14 feet. Is that applicable governmental regulations for Clark County? And also, I have a concern about if the scale of if he wants to go to 17 and a half feet, is that scale of development allowed by the applicable land use? And if he went up to 17 feet and the governmental application is, say, 14, if he went to 17, would that have an adverse impact resulting from incongruous height, bulk, or scale?
Okay. So let me summarize. So,
okay.
So I will convey. So basically, you want to know, is there awareness of the CCNRs?
Yes, and if they've been
and
read.
Then, yeah, and then number two is the applicable height with the cognizant jurisdiction. So we'll ask that of staff. And about the scale of the 17, is it allowable by the staff? And then we'll...
Well, yes, is it allowable because the CCNR state that the height is set forth by
Understand.
A structure by a governmental
Understand.
Application.
So we'll convey that. We'll convey that to the staff as well. And then,
okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Is there any other member of the public that would like to address this particular item? Okay, I don't see anybody, so I'm going to close the public hearing. So, number one, a simple yes or no is fine. And then I'm going to ask staff the balance of the questions there, okay? So, are you aware of this existing CCNRs that's governing your neighborhood? And did you read them?
No, I got the information. I didn't read them. I got the information from the county.
All right, from the county, all right. All right, so going to county, so it sounds like through the CCNRs, my understanding is the county is the jurisdiction that's responsible for governing the height of the structure. So that would be fine. And then also, if you wouldn't mind sharing what staff recommendation is for this particular application regarding the height.
So, yeah, as stated, our maximum height is 14 feet in this particular zoning district, RS 5.2, and that's where the CCNR is based in this case. We recommend a denial of the height. Yeah, we recommend a denial of the height for that particular waiver. It's a fairly standard denial, you know, 14 feet. He's asking to go above it, so we recommend denial. He is allowed to request a waiver for those standards. We do see those, you know, from time to time, of course. And anything else you would like me to cover?
Yeah, so coming from staff is more credible than coming from a member of the board. So would you kind of explain the next process? In other words, the town advisory board is just that, advisory, and then it goes on through the next stages, and we may be effective in our opinion, or we may not, if you could just speak to that.
Yep, reiterating just what you said. Town board, just for everyone, so everyone's aware, is a recommended body. Let's say it gets approved or denied here at town board tonight. It's going to go forward on to PC, which is Planning Commission meeting, on June 16th, and that's where it's going to receive its final official approval or denial.
Okay, great. Yeah. So basically, we'll provide our advice, and then it'll go to Planning Commission, and this gentleman will again appear before Planning Commission. You're more than that invited to go to Planning Commission and reiterate, okay? All right, so based on the conversation, did you want anything to add to what we just discussed?
We're just looking at a maybe.
Well, we haven't made a decision
yet.
No,
I'm just saying off of his language, it would be just like a maybe, because to the next meeting of the yes or no.
So
if they said yes, then...
Well, so let me say it.
That's what I mean by maybe.
Yeah.
You get another day in court.
Yeah.
That's really what it means.
Yeah.
If we say no here, you have another day in court.
Right, right.
Or if we say yes, you still have another day in court.
Right, right.
Okay. Is that okay? All right. So let me bring it back to the board, because I didn't see any member of the public that wanted to address this item. So I'm going to bring it back to the board. And any questions or comments from the members of the board? Matt? Okay. Matt, Justine, Christine. Chris? No? Okay. Then Patrick. Matt, Justine.
I just want to be clear on the first part.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do have one other question. So is it just the limitation on the height, but what about the set, the 5 foot versus the 10 foot setback?
So I take it you did not read the report? I'm just assuming that.
Oh,
you just did, okay. Yeah. So definitely on the height.
Did you want me to take that as well?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah. So we recommended a standard denial for the application across the board for the height and for the setbacks. Again, standard denial just based on code, just letter of law in that case. But like the town board, our recommendation is just a denial. Our denial is just a recommendation as well. You'll get your final thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay. All right, Matt, go ahead.
So you're in a homeowners association?
No.
Okay. When you heard CCNR, I'm assuming homeowners, okay.
So did I, but.
Okay, so.
Never heard it called that.
In those areas, I'm not a lawyer, but a lot of times in some of those older neighborhoods that they do have underlying CCNRs that were put in place years ago, it's not an active. Like
this
a
one
stereotypical, do you have a board and things that meet regularly?
It states right here in the CCNR.
I'm not saying there aren't CCNRs. What I'm saying is that in a lot of those neighborhoods there were CCNRs, but it's not your stereotypical HOA where they have the meetings all the time. It would require civil action.
Yes, it would be equitable servitude.
There would have to be some type of civil action. It's not like the board would meet on it and make a decision.
And it really sounds like that the county is whatever you want to call it, the jurisdiction.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Matt.
That covers my questions.
Okay, Justine?
I think my question was similar. Is the proposed structure, has that already been built, or the bungalow structure that's not built yet, or
no, that is done. That was done originally before I realized by going to build this garage, that's when the 10 feet number came out.
Okay,
and the gazebo, as it's being called, was already put in place at 5 foot.
Okay, so that's already existing.
Yes,
okay, all right, thank you,
Patrick.
Okay, so I think it's starting to clear things up a little bit. I'm a little confused about this because it sounded like there were two structures in question here.
Well, they're technically, I guess there is. The one is the gazebo.
So the gazebo is something you've put in existing.
Correct.
And it is against code currently.
Correct.
So
I'm too close to the wall.
All right.
And then I wanted to build a garage. And then that's when the 10 foot came out.
Gotcha. And so where exactly does the gazebo sit on the property currently? So the gazebo, that's the setback issue is the problem.
It is the problem.
Right now, so that's been made too close to the wall.
Correct.
All right. My first comment about that is just obviously ignorance of the law is no excuse, unfortunately.
Correct.
So that's just something you have to understand. I do need to point out for your neighbor to the north, just something that needs to be taken into consideration here. You're looking to add an extra 4 feet of height directly next to their property.
Correct.
And what that's going to do to them is it's going to rob them of southern exposure of sunlight, particularly in the winter months, obviously, this thing being taller, and it's going to be casting more of a shadow on their backyard. So what we're looking at right now is a personal desire to have something larger for extra storage.
Right.
I suggest you just take that into consideration of the consideration to your neighbor that that personal desire is going to be impacting their property quite negatively in that regard. And then what is this, there's something about
an herb box?
A herb box, yes.
Yeah, that's right here. Along the side of our house right here, we built some herb boxes.
And is, I'm trying to understand how that impacts the proposal.
Supposedly there was supposed to be, I have to have a minimum from here to here is 6 feet, which I have more than that. But if it comes up to 10 feet, it really starts becoming iffy. That's where the whole push it back 5 feet.
Understood.
So everything sits more evenly on the lot.
All right. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of this, as you can imagine, is self-imposed hardship, and then considered continuing hardship on the neighbors.
I don't know how the herb box would be considered hardship.
Well, in terms of putting an herb box in yourself, and then wanting to put another structure on the property and the rules
and
associated
and
with that,
back.
Yes.
Okay.
That's. Yeah. I'm not saying that you're actively trying to do something against yourself. It's just that's the reality of this. If you want to keep all of these nice things on a property, there are rules that have to go along with that, and there are rules that are very specific, not just for things like visual nature of the property, but very specifically safety. You know, a lot of these setbacks are put as rules by the county to limit things like fire jumping from one structure to another.
Right.
You know, and it, so you're not just lighting up your entire property and then aiding and abetting that onto your other neighbors. So
this distance here from the north neighbor is 14 feet, or 13 feet, excuse me. But technically, I can be 5 foot from that block wall by the county rules. So I've actually pushed it farther away.
Mm-hmm.
To make it sit more centered on the property.
And thus putting it closer to the herb box.
Yes.
Herb.
So we're back to fighting the the difference
balls.
Between the two sides.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, yeah, Mr. Chair, I don't think I have any other questions.
So just a couple of questions, because it seems like that the height is really the challenge in terms of trying to fit with all the.
Yeah, because like I said, the interior type, if you have a 12-foot interior, you can have a 10-foot garage door.
Right.
If you have the 14-foot, now I'm doing an 8-foot garage door, which creates issues and taking my two vehicles in and out.
Right, okay. Have you had conversations with your neighbors?
Well, I only really have one neighbor, and he don't live there.
Okay.
So, no.
So the answer is no. Okay, I get it. Okay. And then you don't have any other schematics that might show the height?
I have an elevation, but I mean, that really is not, I don't know if it's really going to show how it affects where the existing house already is.
Okay.
And
all right. Okay. Okay. All right.
No.
Okay. Okay, if there's no further input from anybody, I would entertain a motion. Go ahead.
I'll just say what my inclination is. I'm inclined to deny the 18-foot garage portion. And approve waivers number 2A and B. That's my inclination. I don't know if somebody else has any other input because I'm open.
Okay, so that's the inclination. That's probably the proposed motion, is to deny the height of the garage, but approve the waiver for the gazebo.
For the gazebo and the, I guess, the
rooftops. Yeah, I share that same opinion.
Okay. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, I'll
so why don't you formalize the motion?
Okay. I proposed, I guess, item number 5, deny waiver of development standard number 1, approve waiver of development number 2 A and B per staff conditions if approved.
Okay. Is that a motion in order there, Carmen? All right.
Move for staff position.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Good luck.
So
good.
One other question. So you're saying it's okay for the gazebo and the 5 foot is what you're...
That would be our recommendation, and then...
But not the garage.
Correct.
So, so while I'm prohibitive to tell you what to do, let me finish. You might want to have a conversation with Mike or the planning staff after the meeting.
Gotcha.
to get you ready for making a presentation, and please plan on... Okay? All right, thank you. Oh, and I see Tom is here, but let's wait for the public hearing piece. All right, let me get my wits here. Okay, we'll move to general business.
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right, now we'll go to the public comment by general public. I'll just make a comment as a point of personal privilege. Is Mr. Dearson corrected some of your comments to and redirected it to the appropriate agenda item, so you should be aware.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so at this time, if there's any member of the public that would like to speak to anything that's not on the agenda, you may do so, and you have 3 minutes. Yes, ma'am. So were you here for, I think that's item one, yes. Are you here for the Galleria Center LLC?
Yes.
All right, so we voted on it in your absence. So, okay, so what's the guidance?
You already took action.
All right, okay. So we already took action because you weren't here, and the action was to deny pending.
It was denied pending when she goes to PC to bring it back to our board because
right.
You had missed
four.
This was your fourth. You missed three, and then you're late today.
If I may.
No, that would be out of order.
On 6-2, you can talk to Mike Shannon.
I'll talk to you in the hallway after.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't see anybody other than the young lady that came up to do public comments. So if I don't see any more, we'll close the public comment period, and the next meeting is June 9th, 2026. And we're adjourned at 6:58 p.m.